Scarcy class 2023, and we came to a point in discussing yesterday's commentary of verse 140. The thee that we were discussing is the Manji Bhav Sadaka is aspiring to hear and see, engage his hearing or her hearing and seeing powers in seeing Radha and Krishna in the Kunja and joined together, hearing the jingling of their waist bells and ankle bells. Manjira Kanshi Dwanim. Manjira Dwani means ankle bells, jingling of ankle bells. Dwani means the song of the ankle bells. So, we left a class yesterday. We discussed three different obstacles, which are essential parts of Parakiya Bhav. Parakiya Bhav means paramour love. Love for a man or woman outside of your lawfully married husband or wife. It's called paramours, amour and paramour, additional lover. So parakiya means I'm in love with someone who belongs to another. Radharani, by law, by Vedic law, by vivaha, yajna, and Hindu dharma, Radharani belongs to her husband, Abhimanyu. So her love affair with Krishna, which is eternal and endless, is called parakiya. Her relationship with Abhimanyu is called svakiya, belong my own, belong to me. So there are three obstacles for these illegal lovers to meet. It makes it difficult to meet. So anyone remember what those three impediments, three obstacles are?
Bahuvaryaman obstacles.
You like that Sanskrit stuff?
Secret.
Their love is hidden. If anybody finds out, the woman will get executed, the man will get executed.
Many difficult to attain.
Durlabha. Sudurlabha. Very difficult to meet. And hidden means prachana. So it's bahuvaryate. Bahu means many. Many obstacles, and prachana means secret, confidential, and duralabhata means difficult to attain, difficult to meet. There's no fixed place of meeting, there's no bedroom, there's no house. They just throw some leaves together on the floor and make a house. Throw some leaves on the forest floor, that's a bed. There's no, memory mattress or water bed or anything cool like that. It is an impromptu natural bed. Necessity is the mother of invention. You have to do something, you'll figure out how to do it. Backseat of a car or any place. What goes on must go on, somehow or other. The question was raised, why are these obstacles imposed in the relationship of Radha and Krishna? So anybody think of the answer? Well, here's what Jiva Goswami thought when he commented on Ujjalinamani verse, which describes these three obstacles. Someone may think that the different obstacles increase the gopis and Radharani's love for Krishna. But that is not so. So let me ask you a question. Can you increase infinity? Can you increase infinity? So infinite has no beginning, no end. It's endless. So that's what Jiva Goswami says. Their love is infinite. Radha and Krishna and the Radha and Gopis' love for Krishna is naturally the highest and unlimited. This is confirmed. Imagine who is confirming the quality of Radha, of the Gopis' love in Vrindavan. Who can you imagine is confirming? No, not a man. Shiruva is a man. Who is confirming the unique, special quality of the Gopis' love for Krishna? Dwarka Mahishis, the queens of Dwarka. Well, that's significant because their lover who grew up was the Gopis' lover when he was a teenager. Teenage lover became a middle-aged king in Dwarka. But they understand we ain't nothing compared to the Gopis. When Krishna dreams at night in Rukmini's bedroom and sleeps on the pillow gets wet. Why does it get wet? Not because of separation. Why does he get wet?
He's crying.
He's crying. Separation doesn't wet your pants.
Tears of separation. Tears.
Separation is the cause of crying. It's not. That's not the cause of making the pillow wet. Wet. Separation is not wet or dry. It can be hot also. And dry, hot and dry, or wet and cold, or both. So he's crying at night, and whose name is he chanting? He said, "Oh Sati Baba, oh Rukmini, oh Mitrinda, oh Satya, oh Kalindi." What is he chanting?
Oh, Radha.
Radha, 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 Shri Radha, Shri Radha, Shri Radha. That's it. No second name, no second idea. So the queen said, "Wait a minute, who is this guy?" So they asked each other, no one knew the Gopis. So they asked Vasudeva, they asked Devaki, who's right there in the palace. There are 16,000 palaces in Dwarka, 16,000 different queens. How many Vasudevas and Devakis were there?
16,000.
What's that? 16,000. For every queen, there's one mother-in-law, one father-in-law. Lucky queens, huh? You can't escape the mother-in-law or father-in-law. Even if you're God's wife. So they're glorifying the Gopis. In 10th canto Bhagavatam, chapter 83, the queens of Dwarka glorify in Sanskrit the queen, the Gopis of Vrindavan. Braja Sri Yadvan Shanti. Vashanti Yad Bhava Bhiyo. The queens and Uddhava can never attain the level of the Gopis because their love for Krishna was legal, therefore unobstructed. There's no obstacles for Rukmini's love. No legal obstacles, no physical obstacles, no societal obstacles. But for Radha and Krishna, meet all so many, the three major obstacles, unlimited, unexpected, minor obstacles. Weather, change of mood of the mother-in-law, so many things. These three basic things are manifest in variety of infinite ways of impediments and blocking to Radha and Krishna meeting. Their love is legal. There's two kinds of love. Two kinds of relationship. What are they?
Legal and illegal.
Indian and non-Indian. Illegal is Indian, and non-legal is not. Legal is not Indian. So there's two kinds of relationship. Now you ding dong. Hey Baba, stop babysitting. You heard this before, now think about it. There's two kinds of relationship. You're on to something, you don't let go. Yeah. There's two kinds of relationship. Is it two kinds of love or two kinds of relationship? Relationship. Two kinds of relationship. Love based on relationship, and relationship based on love. Two kinds of relationship. Well, this guy, this arranged marriage, I was arranged by my father and mother to marry this guy, and now I have to love the guy? Okay, I'm married, that's one thing, but love is another thing. You can make a contract and throw some rice around, some ghee, and make a legal arrangement, but you can't have a heart yagya. Vivaha heart yagya. It says bodies and karma. You're unifying karmas and bodies. Without hearts and minds, there's not much ultimate unity there. So, relationship based on love is the best thing. So what's the proof of that? Braj Lila, every relationship is based on love. Who is the mother and father of Krishna?
Nanda
Yashoda. Vasudeva and Devaki, according to Bhagavatam Puranas. Krishna is born in Mathura. And the foster parents were Yashoda, Ananda, and Braj. This is according to Shastra. Goswami's giving her a twist. Aishwarya Kadamani by Baladeva Vidyabhushan and Jiva Goswami and others described as two Krishnas born. What? Nimbarka said one, Madhvacharya said one, Vishishtha said one, everyone said one. You go to say two. Oh man, you're eating too much Mahaprasad or something. Too much chanting and dancing, you're going crazy. Study more and chant less. You stop your ecstasy. You're not thinking straight. You guys get drunk in the holy name. You become drunk and intoxicated by Nambaja and dance like mad and can't think straight. So you probably get all kinds of avasananta. It says, Gaudiya Tavasananta. True Krishna's reward. Same night, time, midnight. Mathura Dwarka. That confuses everything. There's two Mandini Swamis, did you know that? There's one that's buried, one that's living. The second one rose from the dead. Resurrection. Sorry. Jesus is God. That's what they say. They promoted the Guru to Godhood. That's very common. Christians have promoted the Guru to Godhood. It's very common. In India, they often do it. They have a Guru, they turn into a God. They want more gods, so they turn Gurus into gods. And Devis, they turn all their female Gurus into Devis. 8,400,000 Devis and Devis is not enough. There's 2 billion people. We need a few more gods and goddesses. Devis and Devitas. It's getting too many people and not enough Devis. There's only 8,400,000 Devis and Devis to go around. So 8,400,000 to 2 billion. How many judge them on for Ishta Devita? That's how you're going for mathematics. 8,400,000 divided by 2 billion. If it was Bill Gates, he could tell you 1 second. they deal this kind of numbers, you know. We're there 100 rupees, 200 rupees, 500 rupees. They're there billions, trillions. So their love is legal. So, what is Balaram Krishna's brother? No. Balaram, who is the father of Balaram? Who is the mother? Rohini.
Yeah.
Who is the father of Krishna? Vasudeva. Who is the mother?
Devaki.
So they're not brothers. So everyone in Braj is nervous. Every married man, every married wife is also nervous. Will she leave me? Will he leave me? If he's smart, he will. If she's smart, she will. But you have a pretty stupid wife, just really stay around. You have a pretty stupid husband. No, I'm joking. But the relationship is based on love. There's no official sonhood to Krishna and Nanda, no official brotherhood to Balaram and Krishna, no official marital relationship with Krishna Gopis. So there's love based on relationship, a relationship based on love. So in Mathura, Dwarka, and Yodhi, everywhere, the love is based on relationship, and Braj, all relationships are based, love is based on relationship. Relationships are based on love here. That's what it started, this relationship, this Braja, Braja Prem Sambandha begins with the Shishyas, Shishya Sambandha with Guru. Externally, Vaidhi Marga, external platform, relationship of Guru is created by Diksha, by Atmasamarpan. But that doesn't mean there's love there. It's love, maybe that relationship develops into love, but a better, more better way to enter into a guru-shishya relationship. Love is first, and diksha is later. You fall in love with the guru's Hari Gata, his sangha and kata, and his general persona and prabhav, and aura, and radiance, and heart. And this is what attracts your heart, because you're only successful in bhakti to the degree you're connected with your guru. Every acharya will say this, every shastra will say this. But it's a hard pill to swallow, because it's difficult to swallow to have this fortune. Most people aren't fortunate to have that fortune. It's rare so bhagya have an ideal loving relationship with guru. Transcendental loving relationship, not mundane. So, yeah, why are the obstacles to Krishna's love? We haven't answered it yet. I don't know if he does, it's one of those unanswered questions. Okay, the question asks, why are the obstacles to Krishna's love? So the answer Anantadas gives, there's no obstacles. It just makes it more exciting. Because he's saying, there's no, the obstacles usually diminish. If it's impossible to meet somebody, then you say, oh, forget, I'll look for somebody else. Somebody else easier to meet. So that's the basic idea how he addresses this question. The Gopis' love is so strong they are able to overcome all different obstacles. And Uddhava praises the Gopis for this. Yadushyajam Swajanam Aryapatam Shedva. When a mad elephant storms into a fortress, it only shows its strength. It's not the cause of its strength. So entering some compound and breaking down the wooden houses and straw roofs of some fortress, a mad elephant. It's not making him strong, he's strong enough to do that. So the obstacles don't make the Gopis' love strong, it just shows how strong their love is. Do or die, I'll never quit Krishna. I remember once I joined the LA Temple. In 1975, it was a big community, 500 devotees. And many people were joining at that time. 20 people were initiated with me. It was big, big time for ISKCON expansion. And as time went on, as the months went on, new bhaktas, we had new bhakti class every day. There were 20 people in the first class. And after a week, there were 18. After 2 weeks, 17. After a year, it was 10. After 3 years, it was 2. So I saw everyone disappearing. I said, to me and this other guy. Hey, by the way. Creepy girl. But at that time, I was a little nervous. I came before Thakurji. In L.A., the Ramakrishna Deities are called Rukmini and Dwarkadas because it's on the coast, Pacific Ocean. So probably gave the name Rukmini and Dwarkadas. Beach deities. Oceanside deities, like Dwarkadas. They called the temple New Dwarka. Bay Dwarka, original Dwarka in Gujarat, is New Dwarka ISKCON, L.A. So I came before Thakurji, I made a prayer. I said, Krishna, I don't care what you do to me, I'm not leaving. Everybody left but two of us. This other guy may leave. I don't know what he's going to do. That's his problem. But I'm not leaving. You're not getting rid of me, so you better like me. But I also said, be nice to me. Don't be so heavy. You drove all these guys away. So he's keeping me around for some time. 48 years he's let me hang around. Yes, for my prayer. So it's like that. The Gopi's strength is not shown by y'all. It's not... The amount of their strength, of the depth of their love for Krishna is not shown by the obstacles. It's not increased by the obstacles. It's just displayed and portrayed by the obstacles. It's not the cause of their power. So that's a nice point. I think that's the only point of the purport. We discussed a lot about obstacles. I'll read the translation again. I always like to hear how this other devotee, Dasara Sutta, translates these verses. Always gives a new flavor. It's like, maybe you like peach ice cream. Maybe you like it. But sometimes they present peach ice cream with roasted pecans. Pecans is like a walnut type thing. And it's, oh, I haven't tried that. So there's always different translations, have a different taste. Same verse, but different flavor. Finally meeting together after going and coming seemingly hundreds of times, this Radha and Krishna, gazing into each other's blooming moon faces, churning up the vast swelling ocean of Cupid, having gone to the flower bed within the inner chambers of the garden temple, engaged in uncommonly divine pastimes, Sri Sri Radha Madhava, when will I listen rapturously to the sounds of your ankle bells and waist bells? That's extremely poetic. Way to translate this verse. Beautiful way. It'd be nice if somebody read some British devotee would read a translation of this. Radha Sudhani by Dasara Sutta would be really very pleasing. Where's the clock? No clock. Okay. That's okay. What time?
3:30.
Oh, 3:30. Okay. This text 141. Aho Bhuvana Mohanam Madhura Madhavi Mandape Mahutsava Samutsukam Kimapi Nila Pita Chabi. Vidagda Mituna Mito Tadatar Anurag Anurag Olasan Madam Mariati Kada Chitar Chitra Chiratram Mariam Mana. Translation. Oh, when will this world enchanting couple that is eager to play the spring festival of Holi in the sweet pavilion of Madhavi flowers of indescribable bluish and yellow complexions. That couple that are intoxicated by firm mutual attachment, when will Ramakrishna enchant my mind forever? So the Sadaka Mantri, either in Sadaka Rup or Siddha Rup, Siddhaya, is remembering Naimittik Lila, and also it's Nitya Lila, Naimittik Lila. Holi happens every spring, happens every day in Radhakund in the spring seasonal festival. Vasant Ritu Van. Vasant Ritu Van, they also play Holi. Because this goes on in the spring, March, April, like the same as now time. So he's, the Sakha or Siddha is remembering this holy Leela and praying, it's a prayer, because it says Kada, I guess somewhere, must. Somewhere the word Kada, or he's praying, when will this vision, this darshan, this memory enchant my mind? Seeing Radha and Krishna together with enthusiasm and eagerness to play holy. Now, surprisingly enough, the verse is about holy, and the tika is about Madhupan. Madhupan means drinking honey wine. Madhu means honey. So this brings up an interesting point of discussion. And because the Sanskrit can be taken different ways. So one way is direct external understanding. There's another understanding is called parokshavad. Parokshavad means indirect meaning. It's described in Bhakti Sandarbha by Jiva Goswami. He defines and describes what is parokshavad. It says parokshavad Bhagavan Priyavad. That Bhagavan very much likes indirect speech. I even say, Krishna is very beautiful. That's direct. Or you can say, there's a man who has cloud blue complexion and very dark black hair and wide lotus eyes. So you're not directly saying it's Krishna, but everything you're describing always fits Krishna. So it's an indirect way of bringing the object of your description into the mind. This type of speech, this is how Vedas, most of the Vedic tattva and philosophy is written in parokshavad. It says one thing, but another meaning is implied meaning. That's why it's very difficult to understand the context and the actual meaning of Sanskrit slokas, Sanskrit slokas and Sanskrit books. So gurus have to have the insight to explain the different levels of meaning, because the different levels of meaning are not mutually exclusive, they're mutually inclusive. Because the levels of meaning were taken from different angles. One from grammar angle, one from a sahitic angle, from literature, one from grammar, one from sahitya, the principles of literature writing, and one from rasvichar, consideration of the ras. So it's very, it sounds very complicated. What is the context? What is the angle of vision? What is the implied meaning? What is the direct meaning? All these are considerations have to be thought of when understanding or speaking out Shastra. Wow. Forget it. Let the Brahmins do that. you really tell me what it is. That's why we have Brahmins who have a vast brain to figure it all out, to study Sanskrit for 12 years from the age of 10 to 20, study Sanskrit. And they get qualified to speak on the subject. So one translator who knows Bengali, knows Sanskrit, he put these words together. It says Madhu Utsav. Madhu is the Sanskrit name for the month of spring. Spring, Vasant. Vasant means spring. And Utsav is festival. So Samut Sukham means complete enthusiasm. So when Radha Krishna play holy, they play with complete enthusiasm. But where do they play holy? They play holy in a Madhavi Mandap. Mandap is a whole stage. The whole stage set up with four walls. It's like a wrestling arena. It's a big stage. It's all has a flower canopy. It's a holy mandap. It's all made of Madhavi lines up the side. And Madhavi lines coming like this. It's a flower stadium. Like a football stadium, but miniature size, maybe 100 meters by 30 meters. That's the holy Ranga Shali for holy. All flowers, there's different kinds of flower, holy mandaps, platforms. Then on that mandap there's big pots of water and pitchkaris. You get up there and it's a stage of war. It's where the holy war is held. You have to be armed. You have to have hand grenades tied in your sari edges. You have hand grenades. What are hand grenades? Hand grenades are powdered flower pollen, and they're covered with shellac. Shellac is a part of bark of a thin bark of a tree. You melt it, makes like a natural plastic. Make a little ball. They fill it with powder. It's a little hand grenade. You tie a bag of those around your sari waist. So that's your hand grenades. They have a machine gun, AK-47. 1 meter long pitchkari. 2 meters long. 2 meter long syringe. Imagine that at a clinic. To the guy to Frankenstein. Get a shot, I get Joe on the table. 2 meters, shoot 50 meters. That's used by tough suckies, like Lita. And when you go to an underground, on holy, they have 4 or 5 foot long pitchkaris. 1.5 meters. About this big around. The nozzle on it. You shoot it from the top of the stairs, go all the way down, it's like a monsoon shower of colors. It's crazy. Because the Varsana coward men are trying to get into the temple to see Radharani. So the Nanagan coward men say, you're not seeing our Radharani. Because the Varsana Brahmins are in Govibab. And the underground Brahmins are in Gopabab, Sukha. So they all mix, so they fight. Boys and girls always fight. The next day, holy Varsana. And all the Brahmins. So it's really a place not to be. It's crazy. I've been there a couple of times. So Ratas takes these words, Maru Utsav. Maru also means spring, Maru means honey, honey means honey wine. And you drink in it, spring, winter, fall, anytime you get drunk, right? I mean, there's no hard and fast rules for that. 32 and 3, right? No, this guy's a liar, man. Come on, this guy's lying with a straight face. You don't have four cups of cure? Take birth again. You haven't lived, you're 30 years old, you haven't lived yet. Your life is Nishwa. He's lying. Jude Nebo. Thinking Jude. So Nadas takes the verse that way. So it's interesting, surprise ending. You think you're going to hear all that holy, hear all that Madhavadita. Okay, that's interesting. So this is the Tikachara, the commentators. The ones who write commentary, they have their own insight, and their own bhav. So they're giving presentations. Uber bait. Standing up. Go.
Yeah.
He has to sit down. He can't stand.
Yeah, he's sitting.
You have chairs.
Yes.
Okay. So the verse is describing holy, and the commentary is describing Madhupan Lila, honey wine drinking at Radhakund at midday. Radhabhav and the Sakis enter a kunj on the banks of Radhakund and enjoy the pleasure of relaxing, while Vrindadevi, understanding Yugal's desires, brings them glasses of honey wine. This is described in Govinda Lilamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj, chapter 14, verse 8. You may be surprised to know, but most Gaudiya Vaishnavas in the world don't know that Krishnadas Kaviraj wrote Govinda Lilamrita. They think Krishnadas Kaviraj only wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. But he wrote a commentary on Krishna Karnamrita also. Sarangarangada. Krishna Karnamrita by Vilvamangala Thakur. Krishna Karnamrita is a commentary on the Sanskrit. Beautiful commentary. So we all, of course, know that he's the author, but most people don't. And I don't think they should find out. If they find out, they'll give up their society, friendship, and love. The same with Chaitanya Charitamrita, Harinam Sankirtan, because all the esoteric subjects, they won't see, they won't pick up. Chaitanya Charitamrita is full of Gopi Bhav, full of Braja Bhav, most people miss it, believe it or not. Klamandri, King Kriya Rarani, are engaged in fanning Radha and Krishna and massaging the lotus feet. And the Kinkari is also doing some seva. Krishna picks up the wine glass and says, "O Dayata," means Radharani, "take a drink." When Krishna holds the glass up to Radhika's mouth, she slowly lowers her head, takes the glass from Krishna. Then Amrit, nectar-faced Radhika, covers her mouth with her veil. So she's very lajja, very shy. She doesn't want to be seen drinking in public. She doesn't want Suryadeva, Surya Narayan. She doesn't want, because it's midday, 12 o'clock, Surya Narayan is a sakshi. There's different sakshis. The Dig is a sakshi, the sun is a sakshi, the sun, Surya is a sakshi, Chandra is a sakshi, stars are sexy, they're witnesses. Everything we do is witness observed by 13 witnesses. There's more witnesses.
Water, God, Varuna.
Water, earth, Bhumi, Varuna Dev.
Ahura,
but Yamaraj has 20 witnesses. Yamaraj, the god of death, has 20 witnesses to watch. What are they called? Shravanis. 10 male Shravanis and 10 female Shravanis. They describe in Garuda Puran. What does that mean? That means they're hearing. Now, there's no movement, no living entity moves without making noise. What is that noise?
Breathing.
Honest answer. Your heart is beating. What's it saying?
Love dub.
His heart is saying love dub. My heart is saying Radha. 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 Your heart is saying love dub, love dub. Uber. Hey. Oh, Rika Gaon up here. Vrinda Rika, Mother Rika, Jayo, Swagatam. No, you're here, that's the main thing. So he has 20 witnesses, 10 lady Shravanis, 10 male Shravanis. They're seeing and recording every sound that's made by every human being and giving a report to Big Daddy. Big Daddy is Yamaraj. So you can't get away with murder. You can't do anything. And everything's recorded. Sound memory. So there's so many witnesses. So Rara is covering her face with a veil when she drinks Marupan Kadamba flower wine because she doesn't want Suryadev to see her as a chaste housewife drinking wine in public. But she's a Kshatriya, so maybe she can drink wine privately. Kshatriyas can drink wine. You can't. Vanyas can't. Kshatriyas can't. But they're kings. King can do no wrong. Kings make the law. The law against drinking is made by the king, doesn't apply to the king. The king is above the law, they say. That's really an interesting description. Radharani is very tricky though. She's Vidagdhi Radharani. Have Vidagdha Madhava? Vidagdhi Radharani. Here's an example of Radharani's Vidagdhi, cleverness. Krishna takes a few drinks. He's on his way, you know. 3-4 drinks. Okay, Radharani, catch up to me. Here it takes him. Oh yeah, okay, sure. She covers her face for two reasons. One, she doesn't want to be seen by the witness Suryadev, the Sakshi, Suryadev Sakshi. She doesn't want to be seen drinking in public. Second reason is because she's going to cheat her boyfriend. When you cheat your boyfriend, you don't want to see he's getting cheated. So he takes a cup of wine, takes it to her lips, touches her lips, it's always nice, and hands it back to him. Now why did Krishna give the cup of wine to Radharani? Did he give the cup of wine so Radharani would drink some wine? I ask the question. What's the answer? Did Krishna drink wine? Madhupan. Kadamba Madhupan. He gave it back to Radharani. So why does Krishna give Radharani the cup of wine?
To make Radharani intoxicated.
Silly, intoxicated, loose, fun. You're too uptight, you gotta loosen up, have some fun. Some girls are naturally loose. They don't need any encouragement. The Sanders tie it a little tight, you know. Dutch are a little tight, you have to loosen it. Get a little slack, you know. The English word is prudish. They're too prudish. If I were prudish, prudish. She's a prude. Rude and prude. So what's the answer? Everyone says to drink, get drunk. Is that answer correct? No.
Ah.
Krishna gave Rārāyī his wine cup to drink a cup of wine after he drank it. I'll take some, you take some. You drink a little bottle. Hey, got money, okay, take it, okay. The guy's passing back and forth. That's how drunks drink. One bottle of five guys. Hey, you drink it so much, give me that. Ever seen a fight starts out, you know. You drink too much. You're too drunk. You're 80% drunk, only 70% drunk. So Krishna gave Rārāyī the glass. So Rārāyī picked up the glass. She touched it to her lips and didn't drink it because Krishna wanted to get the smell and taste of Rārāyī's lips on the edge of his cup. That's why he gave Rārāyī the cup. Because Krishna doesn't care if Rārāyī gets intoxicated or not. He doesn't care. He cares that he gets intoxicated. And if one person gets intoxicated, that's enough to do the job. So Krishna gets intoxicated not by the wine, but by the taste of Rārāyī's kisses left on the lip of the cup. That's a very elaborate arrangement to get those lips. That was Krishna's plan. And Rārāyī fell for it, thinking she was outwitting Krishna. She said, he wants you to drink and get drunk. I'm going to fool him. I'm just going to go. He gets go. Rārāyī's looking at him. Well, I didn't drink anything. You're twice as drunk as when you gave me the cup. That's so cool, explanation. Okay. This honey wine is very dear to Krishna because it's made from grapes of Rārāyī's forest of Vrindavan. Forest grapes. And it's touched and scented by the fragrant lips of Rārāyī. And it's mixed with the joking words of Rārāyī and her sakis. And because it's handed, offered to Krishna by the hand of Prithvi herself. Because of all these reasons, Krishna eagerly drinks honey wine. So Krishna's really a son, when it comes to loving affairs, Krishna's really a Sankhyite. The Sankhya means counting. Sankhya Purva Kanama Ganatavi. Counting the holy name. 15, 16 rounds, 16 rounds. Sankhya Purva Kanama Ganatavi. Kalava Sanhikrita. So Krishna doesn't just say, Rārāyī, touch the cup, I drink it. Krishna gives five different reasons why this wine means something to me. That's called Sankhya. 24 elements of creation, 28 elements, Agma, Prakriti, Panchabhuta, Dasindriya, Panchabhuta, all this stuff. Man, Buddhi, Hankar, Chitta. So he just said, Rārāyī touched the ground, okay, good. No, it's growing Rārāyī's forest, from the growing of the grapes, to the making of the grape wine, to the touching of the cup, to the joking over the cup, to handing the cup, and the center of find your reason why this is special wine. Come on, stop calculating and start kissing. So it's calculation. Computation, let's see. Rārāyī's forest, grapes are grown there. And Brindade made a wine. She's a Sakyararani. Okay, it's good. Very funny. There's so much humor actually in these books. Krishna likes the wine because it's mixed with the joking of her girlfriends. There's a point of tough in this. Tell me the tough point. Huh? Take your hand out of your mouth. No. There's a point of tava about this, what I read about Krishna, mixed with the grace of her eyes, forest, her lips, and the joking words, what makes it tasty. He said Krishna particularly likes it, and likes the taste of it, because it's mixed with joking and sucking. So what does that mean? This is a little esoteric point. It means when you sit down with Vaishnavas, take prasadam, you have to have at least one good joker there. That's the one, if every Vaishnava seva, when you serve Vaishnavas prasadam, it's called Vaishnava seva. They don't call it Sunday love feast. They have a program. Dova J, RT, Tima J, Pravachan, Charva J, Kirtan, Pandra J, Vaishnava Seva. It's a Utsav Krama, the sequence of events. So Vaishnava Seva means giving, serving of Vaishnava Prasada. So it's not so Prasad Seva, but Vaishnava Seva. So the point of time is here, you want to digest your Prasad, and enjoy your prasad. The prasad has to be mixed with the joking words of the Vaishnavas. Like Krishna's wine isn't tasty without the joking words of the sakis. You got it? You got a connection? So have an opportunity for Neva to test out this tattva. I have to practice. Get my joke book out, study. There's sloka book and joke book. Book of slokas, book of jokes, though. Probably two books, big thing. Joke book is this thing. Sloka book is this thing. Jai Jai Shri Hare. It's good to stretch once in a while, you know. Wake up, get a little circulation going on. Get into a drag mode, though. Okay, I'm still awake. So, what's going on here? Lila's going on. Krishna scents the wine with the fragrance of his lips and hands. The glass back to Priyaji, who then starts drinking. After that, Brindadevi and Kundalata blissfully make all the sakis drink the nectar prasadi madhapan of Radhakrishna Adara Amrit Utsav by passing a glass to them. The word Madhavatsav means honey festival. Shows that such drinking is not done with just one or two people, but with many. And Utsav means a drunken party, a party of drunks. All the sakis most blissfully attend this festival. Brindadevi brings all kinds of snacks, so when you drink, you want pretzels and peanuts and all kinds of salty things. Yeah, you get really hungry, you want some pizzas. Different kind of things like that, namkeen, when you drink. So Brindadevi knows that. So she brings all kinds of snacks and different kinds of honey wine before Radhakrishna. Everyone gets completely drunk. That's so funny. Imagine being there. There's a reading of it. You're going to be there. You're going to be there, you're sitting there. You're going to see it. You're going to drink. You're going to drink also. Not me. I follow Floridian principles. That's down here, Jack. Not up there. Up there, you lie and cheat. Lie and cheat. You get drunk. You steal. You steal yogurt. You steal guys' wives. You know. Or help Krishna. You don't steal it. You help. It's a thieving, robbery, conspiracy. You try to China, Christian steals the Gobi. You rob the bank, I drive the car. It's called a getaway car. You drive the getaway bullet car. Christian goes and steals the Gobi from some village, throws it on the car, go, okay. That's eight bulls. Eight bull power. Eight bulls, wow. Super fast. Ferrari. So the Gobi's voices falter, they stumble as they walk. Sound familiar? The head of garbage falls loose, the corners of their eyes become red. Psychobiography, what is it? The mouths become fragrant, the glances become restless, and actions become bold. Very bold action. I'm the Prime Minister. Listen to me, I'm the Prime Minister. I'm going to be charged now. So, have a good time. Crazy one. With all these activities, the Gobis who are drunk from wine made from flowers, brown sugar, and the fruits of trees give great pleasure to Krishna's mind. Although Radha and Madhava are naturally attracted to each other, their drunken condition makes them even more mad after each other. Then he quotes Kavi Karapur's Alankar Kostuva. And this is describing Radha Krishna's springtime drinking festival. And the verse in it says, all glories to the drinking pastimes in the spring of the divine couple, Radha Krishna. Radha and Madhava fall off each other's laps after telling each other what is on their minds and touching each other's hands. They speak useless talks each other's ears and kiss each other's cheeks 100 times. They place arms around each other's shoulders and begin to make each other drink more and more honey wine. It's really going out of control here. This is a spiritual world. Sounds fun. The Russians will be excited to go there. We had all this vodka, they got some fancy booze out there. Vodka's boring. And here's an excerpt of their talking. Why do they talk? Rani says, oh, what a disaster. The sky is falling down. The earth is turning around. My body is shivering. I'm falling. Hold on to me. Our basis is to run because they hold each other. Try to hold each other up. They're both totally drunk. They're singing broken words. Out of false fear caused by intoxication. And they're witnessing all this. This is my Radharani. This is Krishna. What's going on? My God. The maid servant begins to do service according to the time and need. What woman might become happy by seeing this Leela of drinking honey wine of Ram Krishna? I think it's time.
4-7.
Yes.
Jai Jai Shri Rani. That's pretty exciting. Believe it or not, that's the truth. That's the absolute truth in action.